And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
This time we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. grab an egg while you're coming up here? Just grab one. All right. Just grab one. Oh, you got to get an egg? Yeah, all right. Don't open them yet. Don't open them yet. Yeah, here you go. Here you go. Yes. All right. There you go. All right. Oh, watch out. Get you an egg. No? All right. You want to get an egg? There you go. All right, who hasn't gotten an egg yet? Y'all haven't gotten an egg. All right. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, don't open it yet. All right, everyone got an egg? All right, let's open them. What's in it? Nothing. Oh, man. You can't. Uh-uh. Oh, hers had candy. She wins. You get to do the children's moment. Oh, they got nothing in them, right? Why do you think they have nothing in them here? You have that one. What do we celebrate today? Easter. Was the tomb empty? Yeah? Yes, it was. Do you know why? Because Jesus rose again. And he left the tomb. And he told his disciples and his friends that he was going to go ahead of them to Galilee. And they were going to meet up with him later. And so today, as much as a bummer as it is that these eggs were empty, we are so excited that the tomb was empty and that Jesus wasn't there because he had risen from the dead, all right? Now, this morning, here in a few moments, you see these guys right here? They're going to come forward and we're going to confirm them. And I want you all to pay real close attention while we do that, okay? Because someday you guys are going to have the opportunity to do that too, okay? And have the opportunity to come before all these wonderful, smiling, pastel-colored people and celebrate that with them. All right, so we're going to pray, and then you all can go back to your seats, okay? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your love and your grace. We thank you that the tomb was empty, Lord, and we thank you that most of our other eggs have stuff in them. We pray that you would continue to remind us this day and always of your great love for us. We thank you for these children, for the opportunity we have to teach them and the opportunity we have to learn from them. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you guys can go back to your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been my privilege the last several months since January 8th to be meeting with the 12 individuals that are here before you. I'm going to ask them to come and to stand, and their friends in faith also to come forward and stand, put your stoles on, and come on up here. You guys remember where to go, right? Scoot down just a little. Scoot down just a little. All right, confirmands, I'm going to have you all turn around and face those people again. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to spend the next few moments celebrating what these 12 individuals have done by way of confirmation class, but I would be remiss if I did not also point your attention today to those adults that are standing with them, their friends in faith. They have given up a lot these last several months to walk alongside and journey alongside these confirmands, and I am very grateful, and I know the confirmands are grateful for their support, and I know that their support will not end today, but will continue on. So, brothers and sisters, in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into Christ's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. After full preparation and careful examination, I ask our friends in faith at this time to present their confirmands.
I present Tanner Farmer for the sacrament of baptism, the rite of confirmation, and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Jace Hampton for the rite of confirmation and for the reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Thomas Hampton as a rite of confirmation and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
On behalf of Will's friend in faith, Robbie Weathers, I present Will Hampton for the rite of confirmation and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Matthew Hope for the rite of confirmation for the reception and a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Scott Holt for the rite of confirmation and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Thomas Myers for the rite of confirmation and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Mackenzie Poole for the sacrament of baptism and the rite of confirmation and full reception as a member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Bailey Voth for the rite of confirmation and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Brett Voth for the rite of confirmation and for reception as a full member of the United Methodist Church.
I present Clay Weathers for the rite of confirmation.
Has decided to be baptized in immersion, and she'll be confirmed at a later date.
All right, thank you. I will ask Jace, Thomas Hampton, Will Hampton, Thomas Myers, Clayton, and Jordan to be seated, and your friends in faith, if you would come over here, please. Tanner, Matthew, Scott, Mackenzie, Bailey, and Brett, if you all would turn around and face me. Ladies and gentlemen, these who come here now have either been baptized as infants or are receiving the sacrament of baptism today. And as such, we have these questions to ask them. Again, those who were baptized as infants didn't have the opportunity to answer these questions, and so they are given that opportunity today. So Tanner, Matthew, Scott, Mackenzie, Bailey, and Brett, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? A little louder, guys. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world. Friends in faith, will you who sponsor these confirmands support and encourage them in their Christian life? All right, now turn and face the congregation. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. All right, I'll ask you confirmands to be seated. Friends in faith, if you would please gather over here. At this time, we will give thanksgiving over the water. Nine of our confirmands will be remembering their baptisms this morning. Two will be receiving the sacrament of baptism this morning. If you would, please join with me in the bold. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Lord, all the earth, tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among the peoples. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those today who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. As I mentioned before, several today will be coming to remember their baptisms and to be confirmed. They are remembering their baptisms because they have already been baptized, and we continue to celebrate that with them. Each confirmand is also going to be receiving today, along with confirmation, some Jerusalem crosses. I had the opportunity when I was in the Holy Land to buy these in bulk, and so I did at the Jordan River. And so we'll be presenting those just as a token of congratulations to our confirmands. So at this time, I will ask Jace Hampton, Thomas Hampton, Will Hampton, and their friends in faith and parents to come forward. Jace, you may dip your hand in and make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Jace Hampton, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Jace Hampton, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. In, make the sign of the cross. Thomas Hampton, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Thomas Hampton, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Will Hampton, if you'd like to dip your hands in there, make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Will Hampton, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Will Hampton, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations, guys. You can return to your seats. This time we'll call Matthew Holt, Scott Holt, Thomas Myers, and their parents and friends in faith to come forward. They too will be remembering their baptisms. Matthew Holt, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Matthew Holt, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Scott Holt, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Scott Holt, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thomas, stick your hand in there, make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Thomas Myers, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Thomas Myers, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations, guys. You may return to your seats. Now we'll call Bailey Voth, Brett Voth, and Clate Weathers, and their parents and friends in faith forward. You go around the other side. Come here. Bailey, come on over here. Bailey, come on over here, bud. Right here, bud. Bailey Voth, you can place your hand in the water. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead. All right. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead. There you go. Bailey Voth, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Bailey Voth, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Brett Voth, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Brett Voth, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Clate, you may dip your fingers in, make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Clate Weathers, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Clate Weathers, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations, guys. You can return to your seats. This time we'll ask Tanner Farmer and Mackenzie Poole to come forward. They will be receiving the sacrament of baptism today by way of sprinkling. When we remember our baptisms, or when we are baptized by the mode of sprinkling, we are reminded of the anointing that takes place throughout Scripture, and how the various kings and people were anointed, and they were set apart for the work of God. And as they are baptized today, may they be reminded that they are set apart for God's special work. Tanner Farmer, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Congratulations. Mackenzie Poole, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tanner and Mackenzie, I'll ask you now to stand and to turn and face the congregation. Now it is our turn. In our joy to welcome our new sister and brother in Christ. If you would, please join with me in these words. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Congratulations. You all may return to your seats. This time we'd like to ask Jordan Weathers to come forward, and her friend in faith and parent. Jordan has made a decision to be baptized by immersion and to be confirmed. She desires to do this on a Sunday that her father, Robbie, can be here to participate. And so today we offer her this blessing. Jordan Weathers, I bless you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We celebrate all that you have learned and completed in confirmation class. We also celebrate your decision to be baptized and confirmed and look forward to celebrating that with you. Amen. At this time now, we have those who wish to come and to join our congregation. And so I will ask Tanner, Jace, Thomas Hampton, Will, Matthew Scott, Thomas Myers, Mackenzie, Bailey, and Brett to come forward. Amen. Reading Chronicles and Kings really gets you prepared to say all the various names that come up. After having been baptized and confirmed, the following come now to become full members of the United Methodist Church by profession of faith. Tanner, Jace, Thomas Hampton, Will, Matthew, Scott, Thomas Myers, Mackenzie, Bailey, and Brett, as members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, Petrie Memorial United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? All right, now turn and face the congregation. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. That in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Ladies and gentlemen, if you all would stand as well. Y'all stand up. These are our confirmation class of 2017. All right, now you guys can be seated or you can stay there. It's whatever y'all want to do. All right. It has indeed been a joy these last several months to get to know them better, and we celebrate you all today. I want to remind everybody there will be some cake and punch downstairs after the service in the fellowship hall to just congratulate them a little more fully. The only thing I could think of that would make Easter better is cake, so we've got it, all right, and it will be there. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Hear now the word of our Lord. Early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciple left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and was the first to arrive at the tomb. Bending down to take a look, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other clothes, but was folded up in its own place. Then the other disciple, the one who arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside near the tomb, crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." As soon as she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." Then she told them what he said to her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious God, again, we thank you for this day, for the celebration of confirmation and baptism, for the reception of new members into our church. Lord, to be reminded of the great covenant that we have established with you and with others. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that you would be with the words you have given to me. May they be your words and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our minds to understand. And may we, in the full strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. There's an old pastor's joke that I heard many years ago, and I want to tell it to you. What's another name for God? Anyone? Andy. Andy walks with me. Andy talks with me. Andy tells me I am his own. That, of course, comes from the hymn In the Garden, one of my favorite Easter hymns. And while this joke may not be funny, or at least my telling of it wasn't that great, it emphasizes for us a very important fact about God that we do well to remember today. God walks with us. God talks with us. And we are his. This Jesus who was crucified and buried has been raised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There it is. He's been raised in order to continue being with us. That's been his whole purpose all along, so that we might be with him as he has been with us. Jesus is, of course, named Emmanuel, God with us, early in the book of Matthew. And notice that Jesus is with Mary here in the garden, seemingly all along. She didn't know he was there. She thought he was a gardener when she saw him. But he's been there the whole time. And how fitting this morning that sin is overcome in a garden, since we know that sin entered the world in a garden so many years before. The joy of Christ's resurrection is that he is alive and well, and that he is with us. And in him, we can be alive and well. To our confirmands this morning, congratulations. It's been a long road listening to me over the last 4 months, I know, but you have endured, and we celebrate that today. You're entering a new phase in your life. You're not starting something or finishing something, but you're continuing on in this thing we call life, this sanctification process as we grow more into the image of God. And this morning I want to remind you and tell you yet again, Jesus is with you and he loves you. To those here this morning who may be here for the first time, maybe it's your first time in this church, maybe it's your first time in any church, I want to tell you this morning that Jesus is with you. Jesus loves you. To those who have been here forever, you have your seat with your name on it in a plaque. Jesus loves you, and he is with you. Christ has risen from the grave in order to be with us and in order for us to be with him. There was one great obstacle that all of the people all throughout history did not quite know what to do with, and that obstacle was death. And today we celebrate that that obstacle has been removed. It is no longer something for us to fear. Though it is still unknown, though it still is a mystery, we know today in Jesus Christ that that is not the end, but that is simply a glorious passage to his full presence. Andy walks with me. Andy talks with me. Andy tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. There is no greater joy than knowing Jesus is for us this morning. We may have come to this place, much like the hymn begins, to this garden alone. Maybe we feel alone. Maybe we've felt alone or abandoned in some form or fashion. But we do not remain alone this morning. Jesus is there. If we would but turn and see, he will call us by name and we will know that our teacher is with us. I told our confirmation class that the joy of becoming a member of the local church was the covenant community that they would be a part of, that they would be part of something larger than themselves, and that they would have the opportunity to enter into covenant with me and with you and with each other. And how true that can be when we are doing what we have been called to do. When we are walking the way we have been called to walk, when we remember that Christ is for us and not against us. And though Christ is with me, may we remember today that he is with others who maybe disagree with us politically. Maybe they root for the other team. May we remember that we are in covenant with them. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we don't do this just once a year. Every Sunday morning when we gather, we, like the women who came to the tomb, come to be reminded that Jesus is not there, but he is risen. May we celebrate our commitment to Jesus and to each other on a regular basis, weekly, even daily. Our experience today need not be once a year. As the sun sets and as the sun rises, may we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the plants and the flowers die, and as they spring back to life, may we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. as we lay down and as we get up, like I will do this afternoon, may we be reminded that Jesus is resurrected. And as we say no to self and yes to Christ, may we be reminded of his resurrection. Today our confirmands have proclaimed their love and their belief in our risen Savior. May we hear and act on those words as the disciples heard and acted on those words, to come and to see for ourselves all that Christ has done and continues to do for us. And may we, in the strength and in the courage that only followers of a risen Savior can have, may we go and share that good news with others. Christ our Lord is risen today. And he walks with us, and he talks with us, and he tells us that we are his. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for this day that you have given to us. Words cannot express the joy that we experience this day. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.